Do you sometimes experience that your mind is not under your control? It's creating unnecessary thoughts. It is creating an inner disturbance that you could do without. What is the reason for this? Consider the analogy of a car. Let's say a car, instead of going straight, sometimes veers to the left of the road and then screeches to the right and then turns around. Either it means that the driver is inebriated and is unable to control the steering, or else the driver is absolutely okay, but the machinery is defective. The axle rod is broken and hence the steering has lost control. In the same way, if our mind is not functioning well, either the machinery within is defective or else we are not understanding how we can control it. If the machinery was not proper, the chances are you would not be listening to this video. So, in our case, God has blessed us with a proper brain. The problem is, we are not controlling it. Medical science has understood the functioning of the brain, but when it comes to the workings of the mind, it is still at a loss. The Vedas inform us that this mind is very much like a subtle machine that constantly creates thoughts. Thoughts are little bundles of energy. There is so much of wave energy in the environment. You cannot see it, but it's there. If you take a radio set and start turning the knob, you will find it connects with one after the other AM and FM channels. It means these waves were present in the atmosphere. Our thoughts too are like waves and they impact us. Fortunately, this mind is very much like soft mud. You can impart the shape you wish to soft mud. And the mind too can be molded if we so endeavor. For example, if you spent your day watching a sports game, at night the same game will come in your dream as well. And if you spent your day watching Bollywood movies, in your dream too, you would see the heroes and heroines. What does this mean? Where you attached your mind, it picked on those qualities. This is the malleable nature of the mind. And that provides us with hope. What we were yesterday and we are today, we need not remain tomorrow. If we can master the art of managing our mind, we can completely transform our life experience. In my forthcoming book, 7 Mindsets for Success, Happiness, and Fulfillment, I am happy to share with you the inner science of well-being, joy, and fulfillment. Do check it out on its Amazon page.